Lear rubbed at his aching chest and then jerked his hand back before Arlen could see. If his daughter had the slightest hint that he wasn't completely recovered, she'd insist on heading back to Braylon, and he'd seen more than enough of the inside of his estate. He'd promised her a trip to the village once things settled down, and it was past time to fulfill it. The last of the nobles under his command had gone home over 2 weeks ago now, their blood oaths delivered. Lear shuddered a little at the memory. His energy, both magical and physical, had been so low after his grave injury that standing on the hill taking oath after oath had been pure misery. But he hadn't wanted anyone to know how weak he was. Leaders didn't have the luxury of faltering. Still, something must have shown since Arlen shot him a concerned glance.
Everything okay?
Perhaps not everything, Lear answered, unwilling to fully lie. Not to her, though he had no qualms about evading the healer. But I am well enough. With a frown, she grabbed his arm, stopping him beside her.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just that it will take time for life to return to normal. Arlen quirked a brow at that.
You looked upset.
Forgive me. Lear forced himself to relax, as much as he could while scanning the forest path for danger. So far he'd seen nothing but ancient trees and the occasional bird, but he had to remain vigilant. My thoughts had wandered to less pleasant things. The village will make for an excellent distraction. Arlen stared at him for a moment, and then shrugged.
If you say so.
Lear gestured toward the path, and they started forward once more. He wanted to give her something for everything she'd been through since finding his world. Something for all the time he'd missed with her. 22 years by Moronian time, but 26 on Earth. That he hadn't known Arlen existed until almost 2 months ago was irrelevant. He never should have left Amy, his soul bonded, behind on Earth when he'd learned of his father's murder. If he'd just insisted she brave the veil, well, he'd never know, would he? And Arlen had paid for it. What was a trip to the village compared to that?